Happy Friday. I actually felt like I was able to do the main things well this week. That's not the case every week, so I'm super happy. I was able to finish up web development projects for two clients, and my son Michael's 14th birthday was all that he had hoped for. To celebrate, I went and got a pedicure. While sitting in the massage chair, I love massages. Before picking up my youngest son, Sean, from school today. Some weeks are full work weeks, while some weeks are full life weeks. This week was my favorite type of week, a good mixture of both. Anyway, for today's post, I want to share four things that I'm loving tech-wise at the moment. Number one, the Refine Pro theme by Restored 316. This is the WordPress theme that I use to redesign one of my favorite client sites. There are a lot of different sections to the front page of this theme, but I really like it. And you also don't have to use all of the sections, but there's room for video, there's room for posts, there's room for products. It's a great theme. It was very easy to customize, and the customer service person at Restored 316 was very prompt and friendly when I had sent a question about something that ended up being a hosting issue, not a theme issue. Okay, number two, Grayson Bell for WordPress fixes. I think that it's important to focus on the things that you enjoy and are best at in your business, if at all possible. When it comes to web design and development, I'm really great at streamlining folks' ideas, making simple, beautiful sites, and training others to maintain their own sites. So that's what I do the most. I don't like maintenance tech work, though, so I usually outsource it. I had heard about Grayson in one of the blogging Facebook groups that I'm part of, and I was finally able to work with him directly on a project last week. He does really great work at reasonable prices. In reality, he is not charging enough for the quality work that he does, in my opinion. I'm trying to encourage him to raise his prices. If you need any technical work done on your WordPress website, that's not design related, for example, switching from HTTP to HTTPS before the July Chrome warnings take effect. I have a link to the article that talks about how starting in July, websites that don't have the security locket are going to be shown as not secure and have warnings in Chrome. So that's definitely something you want to fix before July. Definitely reach out to Grayson before he takes my advice and raises his prices. If I don't switch my web host by July, I'll definitely be hiring him myself because I just don't want to do it. Okay, number three, Squarespace Website Builder. One of the client sites that I developed this week was actually built on a Squarespace template. I've been primarily designing and developing self-hosted WordPress websites for the last 3 years or so, but I found Squarespace to be very easy and intuitive. I used it for my client because she basically needed an online portfolio to refer people to. Since she is not looking for organic search traffic, and she doesn't like dealing with the various updates and such that come with having a WordPress site, Squarespace was a wonderful option for her. For most bloggers and business owners, I still recommend a WordPress website because the search engine traffic, the available plugins, and the monthly costs are all more favorable when compared to Squarespace. However, for those who don't like dealing with the technical aspects of a website at all, and who primarily want to send their own visitors to their site, Squarespace is a viable option. Number four, Loom Screen Recorder. Loom is a free screen recorder for Chrome that is really easy to use. We have a PC and a Mac in our home, but for the last year or so, I've been doing most of my work on a Chromebook. I love my Chromebook so much that my husband Reggie just gifted me an Asus Chromebook Flip earlier this week. My old Chromebook is pitiful. I use it so much that I broke the up and down arrow buttons. I am hard on on a computer. When I turned in my Mac, my last Mac, the guy was like, "What kind of work do you do?" Because I had pretty much so did the same thing to the Mac. I wore it out. Anyway, I love my new Chromebook, and I'm looking forward to working hard on it and wearing that out within a year or so, too. The main drawback of using a Chromebook, though, was that I couldn't use Camtasia or ScreenFlow screencasting software on it. Loom meets that need for Chrome. I actually use Loom today to record training videos for my Squarespace client so that she will know how to change and add new posts and pages to her site in the future. Loom really is an amazing Chrome tool, and I can hardly believe that it's free, but it is. So these are the four tech things that I'm loving at the moment. If there's anything that you are especially appreciating in any area of life, definitely let me know so that I can check some of them out. Thanks and have a great weekend.